Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Dan. So I'm Jocelyn. I'm the founder of Hey Bamboo, which is an unbleached bamboo toilet paper brand. I'm just outside of San Francisco, over the Golden Gate Bridge.
Awesome. So what made you want to start a toilet paper brand?
It's definitely not something that I was looking forward to doing all my life. It was during the pandemic. So I'd never really thought about toilet paper before. And obviously during the pandemic, everyone was talking about toilet paper. So not only was I not able to get my regular brand in the store, but suddenly I heard all this news and facts about toilet paper that just really surprised me. I'd never heard of them before. Like 27,000 trees are cut down every day for toilet paper. Like, who knew? So because I never knew the impact of toilet paper, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. And so just this, contrast between something like people never think about and the impact it has was like kind of a big deal for me. So because of that, I started trying a whole bunch of sustainable brands and realized that there was an opportunity for a brand that like felt really good, has really great quality, but is super sustainable down to the core.
Sure. So I'm just curious. I mean, let's just dive in to like better understand, like, how is it more sustainable and better for the environment?
Yeah. So a couple things. I mean, there are, if you just think about traditional toilet paper, like funny enough, a lot of people don't make the connection between the fact that it's like made of trees. So traditional toilet paper is wood-based. So, just switching the material is great. Bamboo is really awesome. It can grow up to 3 feet a day in the right conditions, and it doesn't need pesticides or anything. It's like all bamboo that's used is just like naturally organic and naturally grown. It requires like 40% less water to turn it into tissue. It's stronger than steel, amazingly enough. So it's like, and structurally, it's really great. It doesn't create dust or like fall apart like some toilet papers do. But it's also super absorbent. And just like, people that have bamboo sheets know there's like just kind of like a silkiness or kind of a like slight satiny feeling to it. So there's a lot of great things about it. So, but that's just the material, because when I started trying brands, I, saw there's a lot of brands like that I would get in the grocery that are also wrapped in plastic, or almost all the brands are bleached. And it just like, I have a background in research. It really made me start to think about like, what does a truly sustainable brand think about? So it's not just the material, which ours is like sustainably sourced, which is great. We're also plastic free. So there's no plastic at all. I actually should have had it in front of me. It's over there. But the core is also made of bamboo. And then there's like this like really thin paper wrap, which is also bamboo. So, we're just like kind of trying to double down on things. And even, some people might know that when you recycle certain things, depending on the printing, it may or may not be able to be recycled. So all of our printing is made of soy-based ink, which means that since bamboo itself is a plant, like the entire roll and core and wrap could actually be composted. So it's like compostable. And then the box is definitely recyclable.
For sure. So I guess in terms of your business today, is it mostly a play in retail or Amazon, D2C? What does that look like for your business?
Yeah, right now we're doing D2C and it's, working really well for us. But we do have some plans to expand into retail and Amazon, maybe the end of this year or something. But we wanted to just kind of get our name out to directly to our consumers first and just build that following, which I feel like we have.
Awesome. So yeah, I'm curious, how have you done it? Has there been running ads or like boots on the ground? Like, how have you really just gotten in front of people and really educated them about why they should switch over to your products?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. Like, most people, there are definitely some people that are already using bamboo toilet paper, but a lot of people don't realize that bamboo toilet paper is a thing first. And then kind of what makes us stand out, besides the fact that we took a look at the science of sustainability, is also we're bleach free. And that's another thing, when we say we're bleach free, people stop and go, wait, so the toilet paper I'm using is bleached. And I'm like, it is, because when you look at wood pulp, like if it's not bleached, it's hard and it's like this really like dark color. It's basically the toilet paper that like is really rough and clogs your toilet. And so
Right.
people think of unbleached toilet paper as just like a really bad alternative. One, if you're looking at bamboo, it's this like really light brown color. It's super soft. Bamboo disintegrates really easily. And it's like, why do we need to bleach our bamboo toilet paper? Like, why do we need to bleach toilet paper if it's already soft and feels good and, sewer safe and all of that stuff?
Right. But I guess like in terms of, yeah, I mean, like obviously you've been able to educate people, but like what have you done specifically? Has it been more so like running ads or, organic content on social media,
Yeah. So we
YouTube?
did do some ads in the beginning, and that was good. And so we've continued our social. We're shifting things a little bit just because our market is shifting a little bit. So we are actually going to start TikTok Shop. And so that will be great. We've done some micro influencer campaigns, but we're starting affiliate, and TikTok is like a big going to be a big component of it, because we realize that like people like the messaging. It seems to resonate really well, but it like always comes down to how does it feel? And it's really hard to get people to feel unless they actually try it. And so influencers can try it and talk about it. I mean, we make videos too, but it's like we just kind of want to get the word out. It's a really great product. Like we had this branding session yesterday where we had all the competitor roles, and it's like, wow, we really put together an amazing product. It's a good value too. So yeah, so we'll be doing influencer campaign. I mean, we'll be doing more influencer, but also this TikTok shop thing. We've also gotten interest from businesses, which is why we're like shifting things around a little bit, and not doing as much direct ads. And I think that that's a really good market for us. Like, for example, in Calistoga, this one eco luxury resort was really interested because it's like, wow, those are our values. Like, it's a light brown color, it stands out, it makes people ask about it. Like, we want to be known for the brand, like, as a company, as a brand that looks at new things that are focused on people's wellness and sustainability. And then even like companies, I used to work for a big tech company, and they were always talking about going, carbon, like carbon neutral, lower their carbon
Right.
footprint. And, bamboo, actually our brand can reduce your carbon footprint just by a simple swap, So that's such a strong message for businesses. So that's actually, kind of a focus for us as well.
For
So we're
sure.
going to be
Yeah.
doing more like B2B outreach and sales. So things are shifting a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely makes sense. And I think it is, very interesting for your products, like as opposed to like other products, it's like hard to get trial. You can't just be like at a store. You can give out samples, but like you're not going to get feedback until much later. So,
Yes.
like, how have, like, I mean, obviously, you can go out and like and talk about it, but like, what's the biggest way that you actually are able to get trial? Because I feel like once somebody tries and they say, okay, like, this is so much better, it's a great product, then they'll come and be lifetime customers. So, is there like a specific thing that you've done to actually like get people to try this product?
Yeah, you know what? We hope to do more in-person activations because, like, literally, when people are sitting in front of you and they feel it, and even more than that, they look at competitor brands and, like,
No.
wait, that is what I'm using. It does disintegrate. It's really dusty. Or, like, it doesn't feel as strong as you got. Or your roll is really big. All of that stuff. It's like, and then they look at the price and they're like, wow, like, this is great. It's hard to, like, we always say soft, but if you look at, all these competitor messages, they say really soft too. And then you compare it, it's like, well, how do you know one is really softer than another? You have to try it. So
Right.
there's that. We want to do more in-person activations.
For
But
sure.
also, this like affiliate TikTok shop thing is part of it too. It's like, if there are people that other people trust, and they're just kind of getting the word out and like on live video, giving their review of it. And you know what? Not all reviews are going to be great. Like I know some people
Sure.
have preferences. So, some people do want to have the super, super soft, and maybe the structural integrity is not there, but that's what they
Right.
want. We're fine with that. But
Right.
what we've seen is like the vast majority of people are like so pleasantly surprised, shocked that it's like, wow, what a great value. So it is, like, yeah, I think it's hard like most trials, but that's probably one thing that will help. Just the sheer number of referrals and
For
videos that will be
sure.
coming out of this effort, I think will be good.
Yeah, exactly. Because like I said, it's like it's one thing if you're like selling like a food product and somebody can try like in the store with this, they can still like feel it, but it's not the same when they actually like use it.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So like you mentioned that there's like other products that you were thinking about, or I guess like what is your vision? Like, do you want to make more SKUs, or do you want to like eventually go into large retail chains? Like, where do you really see things going, for your business?
Yeah, so we are, I mentioned this like business focus SKU. So that's coming and it's really needed. We've had demand and we just didn't have that product ready for them. And the difference in that SKU is that, we are three ply and it's super strong and it's great, but some businesses want two ply, So I was like, okay, we'll make a product for you. It'll be two ply.
Right.
So that's the big difference and it's a bigger role. But we're also this summer introducing paper towels. So it's also unbleached paper towels. As I mentioned, like bamboo is super strong and super absorbent, which is like two really great qualities for paper towels. It's amazing. And then facial tissues this fall. And we will be at this conference in August that's called Newtopia Now. It's this trade show conference where we'll be talking with buyers in retail. And one, the conference is super interesting. It's focused on supporting brands that are focused on representation, sustainability, and wellness. And like I fit into all those categories, which is great. But I also do think that our brand probably doesn't make sense for like mass market. So I don't think of us as going to be in big retail markets. But definitely those, maybe smaller specialty retailers that are focused on sustainable, organic wellness products. Because I think people that are already buying, for example, clean home products or clean beauty products or like all organic will appreciate that we are bleach free and really great quality. So that's kind of what we have.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, I think that would be like a much better play, like a specialty retailer, people who really are looking for sustainability and see like the value in it. I mean, I think especially in like big box, it's like a lot of those players in the space, I mean, have been there for a long time and they'll just, they're fighting tooth and nail for shelf space, and it's a very different play. So it could make sense, or you're going with this like different angle, which, yeah, I mean, that's awesome. So I guess like obviously now many companies are using high level technology like AI. So do you guys currently use AI? And if not, like where do you think maybe they can come in and add value to your business?
I mean, we are using AI on things like, I mean, we write a lot of copy on our own, but sometimes it's nice to just get some creative ideas. So that's how we might use some, AI to play around with how things look like from a content perspective. But I mean, I know that there's a lot of things coming up, from an AI perspective that we haven't really been doing much. So
Right.
we're kind of monitoring things, see how the market looks like.
Hey y'all, it's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing, and I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? Do you want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technologies like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
What about like customer service? To kind of like explain your products more. People have questions about why they should switch or certain ingredients, things like that.
You know what we used to like we were on this WooCommerce site and we just migrated to Shopify. And when we were on Woo, we did have a chatbot. So we had all of our FAQs on there. And so when people would, ask a question in the chat, we had a lot of already great pre-populated answers. I mean, I kind of like that. I think we might put it back on Shopify, and then, obviously people can ask for a person anytime they want, but yeah, I like we had a lot of similar questions, which is like, how long will it take to get there? Do you ship to Hawaii? Like just random stuff that is in our FAQs, but people sometimes just want to type.
Yeah, people I feel like oftentimes are just like not even looking at FAQs. They're just like, I just want to like, talk to somebody or get like my answer now, or people are just looking for the more convenient way to go about things.
Yeah. No, exactly. And I have heard about some like AI embedded marketing automations that people are doing. But then, of course, like Meta also has like, AI embedded into some of their recommendation,
Right.
which is great. So we're playing around with that also.
That's cool. So, what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
I mean, probably that things take a lot longer than you expect them to. Like, I'm generally an impatient person. I was in a really fast-paced role before I left to do this. And so I just assume like, okay, it's going to be that level of pace. So I just need to like start. And no, it takes a really long time to get things up and running. Like, at least it did for me.
For sure. Yeah, that's one of the most common things that we hear on this podcast. And especially
Yeah.
because like you're building a brand, you're building a company. It's like all these things, like especially right, like you're sort of in like a new category too. So it's like there is a level of education that needs to take place to really convince people about like what you're doing. And I think that's awesome. So if we're going to chat again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
I mean, there's actually a lot of really great things that are happening. I already have distributors in Asia that are interested in talking, so I'm flying out to Asia next month to talk to
We're in
them.
Asia.
Yeah, so that could lead to something really
Right.
big. We have also gotten a lot of interest from businesses that we haven't really been able to focus on. So once we have product, we're going to move in that direction too. So I just, there's a lot bubbling on the horizon. I think that this year is just going to be a really big year for us, which is great.
Awesome. So, if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact.
Yeah, absolutely. We would love anybody to contact us. It'd be great to chat. So our website is heybamboo.com. It's just HEY and then the word bamboo.com. And on socials, we're at We Love Hey Bamboo. So that's on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. So yeah, please get in touch. I'd love to chat with you.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
See you
All right,
soon.
bye.
Bye.